Dr. Salmonero, Addicting Clinic, note from Mr. Thomas Vickery, V-S-C-K-E-R-Y. Clinic note from Mr. Thomas Vickery, today's date is 1/14/2013, patient is a 75-year-old Caucasian male, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of number one, low blood pressure, number two, chronic sinusitis, X-ray showed mucosal thickening in the left maxillary sinus, CT scan of the sinus is going to be done Wednesday. Number three, anticoagulation. Secondary to atrial fibrillation. Number four, BPH. Number six, number five, coronary disease. No chest pain. No shortness of breath. Distant exertion. Number seven, anxiety disorder / depression. Number eight, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number nine, allergic rhinitis, number 10, hyperlipidemia, number 11, at risk for falls, has fallen four times this past 6 months, number 12, atrial fibrillation, number 13, sinus pacemaker, sees Dr. Kapke, K-O-E-P-K-E, number 14, gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 15, chronic renal insufficiency, he's been told to avoid NSAIDs. 16, obstructive sleep apnea, number 17, peripheral neuropathy. Patient is compliant with a sleep apnea machine. It's been beneficial to him, has helped him. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. His blood pressure is low. He was last seen in clinic on 12/31/2012 with a low heart rate, low blood pressure, sinusitis. He was given Z-Pak and Mucinex. His sinus trouble seemed to be a little better. His blood pressure is low. I'm going to check his Chem-7. I'm holding his Fluocinipril. We'll continue his other medications. Period. He's to continue Finasteride for his BPA. He seems to have no symptoms, no incontinence, no poor urinary streams, no difficulty initiating stream. Gastroesophageal reflux disease seems to be stable, denies any indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping, gas. He's to continue with the Zantac. I'm going to give him a GERD precaution sheet. His allergies seem to be fast, stable with the singular. He's tolerating the Prevostatin well, no muscle aches or pains or arthralgia. His liver enzymes are stable. He's got peripheral neuropathy. He's tolerating Neurontin okay. He was started on Sotalol for Dr. Kapke. He seems to be tolerating that okay. Once again, I'm going to check his Chem-7, have the patient come back in 2 weeks for follow-up, 1 week for follow-up. He denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanoma, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ear, cranial, there's no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain. Patient's dropped his pressure before and his kidney function's gone up, so I'm trying to avoid that, and we'll see what his creatinine is doing and hold his blood pressure medicines.